This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Exclusive. John and Kate plus 8 stars today.
This is technically your first interview.
Yes. Go!
The Gosling sextuplets turn 18, and only we're with John and daughter Hannah holding nothing back.
Why did you choose to live with your father?
The allegations you've never heard and their message to Kate today.
Put me through hell. But would you do a TV reunion?
Then Selma Blair, drunk at age 7.
I had my first drinks, you know, much younger.
Shocking new confessions and how Grey's star Jesse Williams is fighting back against a nude photo leak.
It makes it wholly terrifying.
Plus, Rebel Wilson and Justin Hartley kiss and tell about their new rom-com.
There was a kiss in the movie between us. Had to get cut to see me.
John and Kate plus 8 was once a national obsession, shattering viewership records for TLC until it all came crashing down. Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight.
You know, fame and fortune evolved, or should I say devolved, into divorce, ugly court battles, and a splintered family. Now, in this ET exclusive, I headed to Pennsylvania to sit down with John Gosling and his daughter Hannah, who's speaking her truth for the very first time.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm feeling really good.
This is technically your first interview.
Yes.
Have you been waiting to talk?
I'm definitely excited now that I can.
Everybody's 18. That also means something important for you.
Yes, I am free.
Free.
There's no more custody court.
Right.
We're done.
It's over.
Today.
It's over.
I call today Emancipation Day. No offense, honey, I love you. It is just a big relief.
Go.
Being 18 also means that you now get all that money that you earned as a kid on TV.
I do. I mean, I don't know how much it is, but I've always said, like, when I do get the money, that I'm gonna use it to pay for my college.
Hey, let's just sing happy birthday.
And you also got a message from your mom today?
I did. She just, you know, wished me happy birthday. You know, told me she loved me. It was great.
How is your relationship today with your mom?
My relationship with my mom is pretty stable. Like, we text each other and call each other on, like, an average basis.
On a day like today, do you miss your siblings?
Oh, 100% I miss my siblings.
Yeah.
Since 2016, Hannah has lived with John, brother Colin, joined later. The rest of the sextuplets, Alexis, Aiden, Joel, and Leah, live with Kate.
And why did you choose to live with your father?
I've always been closer to my dad. I just feel like there was unfair treatment in my mom's house.
And when you say unfair, do you mean unfair towards your brother, Colin?
Yeah, my brother, Colin, did kind of take, you know, the front of it sometimes.
John was awarded full custody of Colin in 2018 after he spent 2 years in a treatment center for what Kate called special needs. John says that isn't true.
I mean, I didn't see Colin for like 5-6 years. I had to learn a lot about his difficulties from living with Kate and being away. Communication with my children that live with Kate is very difficult because I have been alienated from those children. I think it was a poor parenting decision.
Will you try to reach out to them now?
And I've already texted them, but I've never gotten a response.
So this is one of the most famous houses in TV history.
Oh yeah, this used to be all fans, and the paparazzi used to line up on the other side of the white fence there and the gate.
The girls will tell you that. Mommy, you're boring, Daddy's fun.
The groundbreaking reality series first premiered in 2007 and became one of TLC's highest rated programs ever, with Kate's hair becoming Halloween's go-to costume.
The lady that did my hair and makeup was awesome.
She became one of the most recognizable people in this country.
She also became one of the most hated. She's the Karen.
Can you stop breathing so loud, honey? He's like...
She's the Karen meme. She is the, like, hello?
You need to stop playing toys and come help.
Do you ever wish these two could have gotten along?
Always.
Yeah.
It would be nice, you know, stand in a room with them and not think that they hate each other, but they still both love me, so it's fine.
Things are clearly still very contentious between John and Kate in the nearly 13 years since their 2009 split.
Kate and I have decided to separate.
I'm not very fond of the idea, personally.
10.6 million viewers tuned in to watch their televised separation announcement. John now claims the network covered up the real reason their 10-year marriage ended.
Why did the divorce happen?
Yeah.
Because a certain person left me for a certain somebody.
John alleges that certain somebody worked closely with his family on the series.
There was this relationship that was going on in front of you.
Yep.
What did you say when you found out?
Oh, I knew. I was like, end it.
Kate has always denied having an affair.
Everybody loves reunions. Do you think there'll be a time where all eight of you will get back together again?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a possibility we still talk about it.
And I wanted this, like, to do a reunion kind of thing, but I got shot down amongst Kate and a couple other siblings.
So if you could say something to Kate today, what would you say?
Tell the truth. What are you hiding from?
Listen, there were lots of revelations, I gotta tell you. But I love that John said that he didn't know anything about business when he got into this, so all the things he's learned, he is now pouring into Hannah and her business.
Well, that's great, but it's safe to say there hasn't been a lot of healing going on throughout all these years.
There needs to be more healing.
Ooh, yes, it does. All right, now let's get to Selma Blair, because there are some stunning revelations in her new memoir, Mean Baby, starting with her decades-long battle with alcoholism.
You had your first drink when you were a little girl, 7 years old.
Yeah, my first drunk when I was seven. I had my first drinks, you know, much younger. Even as a little kid, you're like, that's a comfort.
Selma tells the Today Show her drinking became a coping mechanism to deal with the lingering trauma of sexual assault in college. In her memoir, she writes, I have been raped multiple times because I was too drunk to say the words, please stop. I came out of each event quiet and ashamed.
You bury it. You really do. It's a big deal to have these things happen and to hold that shame in yourselves.
The turning point?
It is the worst thing I've ever done as a parent.
A frightening blackout in 2016 where she had to be taken off a plane in a stretcher.
I just want to say, you know, thank you to the people on the plane who cared for me and helped me, and I apologize always to anyone I disturb.
I could have died on that plane. I mean, now that I was a mother, it just changed everything.
Selma, who has a 10-year-old son, hasn't had a drink since.
The miracle happened. I knew I would never drink again.
As for her MS today, Selma says it remains in remission after undergoing a stem cell transplant.
I still have the, you know, some brain damage and things that are there, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I'm grateful because I'm doing so much better.
And Selma, you know we are all rooting for you on your health and wellness journey. All right, let's move on now to Jesse Williams. He got a Tony nomination for his nude stage debut in Take Me Out. Well, now Jesse's viral nude leak has Broadway up in arms. That's up first in tonight's Know and Tell.
Naked.
Naked. Day one.
Once you do it, you know, it's done.
A gross and unacceptable violation of trust. That's what the Second Stage Theater calls the unauthorized posting of the Grey Star's anatomy online.
It makes it wholly terrifying, not just partially terrifying.
E.T. was with Jesse before Take Me Out opened, and he was only slightly nervous about going full frontal.
Well, you get the thermostat right, you get things settled. It's a human body, whatever.
The theater says it's now adding additional staff and installing an infrared camera system to detect violators. Next, Miranda Lambert's rare interview speaking out on her very public divorce from Blake Shelton.
I wasn't prepared for that. It's not nice sometimes.
Slamming headlines that claim cheating was behind their 2015 split, which both denied, Miranda tells CBS Sunday Morning she's now learned to cope with her fame.
You gotta take it with a grain of salt and know that, like, I'm a singer-songwriter, so luckily I can tell my whole truth. I will not lie in my music.
And finally, Katie Holmes is getting serious with her new man. That's the 43-year-old smooching bassist Bobby Wooten III in New York City. A source tells ET while they've only been dating for a few months, it's been going great. They're really into each other. She and the 33-year-old both have Midwest roots, have been on Broadway, and have A-list connections from Katie's famous exes to his star collabs with J-Hud and J-Lo.
2022, get you a boo. That's all I have to say, Katie. Get your boo.
Put that on a pillow.
Yes,
I love that.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's talk about Rebel Wilson now, because she stepped out with a new red carpet boo, kind of.
Her senior year co-star, Justin, and Rebel made no apologies for Rebel showing off her guy candy.
Okay.
Justin plays my high school ex-boyfriend.
This is a good-looking man to say he's my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. Like, I kind of wish he was my current boyfriend in the movie. In the movie, obviously. There was a kiss in the movie between us. Had to get cut, too steamy. That's what people say.
It looked real. It looked like people started to want them together.
This Netflix comedy, which debuts Friday, showcases everything good about the early 2000s, which is where Rebel stuck after waking up from a 20-year coma.
Madonna's now called Lady Gaga.
No. There's also this homage to Britney.
Crazy! I did invite her tonight, Britney. Hope you got the invite.
And we can reveal a special cameo from another icon, Alicia Silverstone.
Your son, Bear, does he understand mom's cultural impact? Has he watched Clueless yet?
He saw Clueless when he was 5. But at the time, the only thing he really picked up on was he tried to kiss me, like passionate kisses, you know, because that's what he saw in the movie.
Oh, as if. And now to something else that is blowing our minds. Adam Levine and Beate Prinsloo's multi-million dollar move.
Welcome to our home.
Come in.
A look inside the mansion they just sold to another voice coach. Then get ready to time travel naked. We're with the cast of The Time Traveler's Wife.
I'm not sure I've ever seen such dangerous nude scenes.
Well, luckily it was not winter.
And Rod Stewart, only E.T.'s with the music legend before he hits the Sin City stage.
It's a very colorful and sexy show. Wouldn't you agree, ladies?
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
This house isn't for sale either, so don't even think about it for at least a year.
Actually, Adam and his wife, Beate, just sold it for $51 million.
Woo!
Yeah, they gave Architectural Digest a tour of their epic Pacific Palisades compound. The Levines purchased it in 2018 from Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner for $32 million, so they just made a cool $19 million. Daddy don't need to make any records.
Just sit at home, but this one has 3 acres of land, a pool, 10 bedrooms, 14 bathrooms, a sauna, his and hers closets, a theater. It's got it all.
I'm sure you're wondering, who dropped $51 million to buy this house? Well, the buyer was represented by Ariana Grande's husband, Dalton Gomez, so maybe, just maybe, it's for her.
Meanwhile, a place to call home is actually the least of Theo James and Rose Leslie's worries in their new series, The Time Traveler's Wife. But get this, it is not their first time on set together.
You did Downton Abbey together, right?
We did. Didn't we, Theo?
Yeah, apparently we met on Downton Abbey, but I didn't remember it.
Theo doesn't remember me.
It was because I was very nervous. Rose was in the show. I was just kind of fleeting.
Rose and Theo's new show, The Time Traveler's Wife, turns the best-selling novel and 2009 movie that starred Rachel McAdams and Eric Bana into a 6-episode HBO drama. It premieres Sunday, and turns out time travel isn't as fun as it sounds.
Theo, what was it like to be naked so much for a project?
Well, luckily it was not winter, firstly. When he lands, he's completely naked with nothing, which is great for comedy in one hand, but on the other hand, it's full of fear.
Three things I got good at to survive: running, fighting, and stealing.
There's some quite sexy scenes, so I wonder, did you have your actor, husband, or wife right there with you?
No, I mean, I would laugh my face off. Like, so. No way would... would we be able to do that seriously? I mean, even on the day, you can't do it that seriously. No, you just wing it.
Let's continue with good-looking Brits. It is time for another reason to fall in love with Harry Styles. Harry's baby fever, the sweet behind-the-scenes moment, but whose kid is that? Then, one-on-one with Melissa Gilbert, why she's headed back to the prairie.
I have grandchildren now.
Plus, Rod Stewart still rocking after a knee replacement surgery.
The ankle is fused.
E.T.'s exclusive invite inside his Vegas rehearsals.
This is what the good Lord put me on this earth to do.
Styles, Harry wilding out, sometimes in his underwear, in this behind-the-scenes look at his music video and number one hit As It Was. Oh, and Olivia Wilde, watch out. Harry may have a case of baby fever. That baby was like, get me out of here. By the way, that is his creative director, Molly Hawkins' baby. Harry's new album, Harry's House, drops May 20th. All right, now let's get to another British heartthrob, Mr. Rod Stewart. Now, Matt, is this like a new bromance that's brewing here?
Listen, it's hard for it not to be. The man has got it going on. He is an inspiration. I dropped by Sir Rod's rehearsals, and it is clear he has got big plans for his Sin City return.
Cut me down like a killer shark!
Talk to me about changes in the show, in the Vegas show.
I always have to give the people what they want, so they want to hear songs that made me famous. But we've added a few. Call Me by Blondie and Hot Stuff by Donna Summers. Yeah.
A full band, backup singers that dance too, fiddles, and Rod with his special personalized socks in the middle, directing it all, preparing for his Rod Stewart The Hits show, which kicks off Friday at the Coliseum in Caesar's Palace.
Oh, no!
And then on June 14th, Rod will hit the road for his North American tour. How's the tour different from the Vegas show?
It's a very colorful and sexy show. Wouldn't you agree, ladies?
Ow! I love it. What's it like out on the road? You wake up in the morning when you're gonna
hopefully
perform.
Hopefully, I'll wake up in the morning.
When you wake up in the morning on tour, you have a regular routine?
I have a trainer who's always with me, running, cycling, everything.
Not bad for 77.
I know you recently had some surgery.
Yeah.
How are you feeling physically?
I'm in better shape now than I've ever been, simply because I played a lot of football when I was young. Well, up until I'm in my 60s, really. But it all caught up with me out to have a new knee. So this nearly a steel, and the ankle,
really?
The ankle is fused. So but I can run really fast now.
Why do you keep on doing it? I mean, you've been rocking forever.
Yeah, I love it. I speak to you from the heart. It's part of who I am. In fact, it's who I am.
Sir Rod Stewart, you never change, my friend. We love you. So while I was hanging with Rod, Rachel Smith was throwing it back with Melissa Gilbert. Rach joins us now from Madame Tussauds, New York in Times Square. What's happening, Rach?
Hey there, Matt. Well, Melissa has a new memoir, Back to the Prairie, out now. A fitting title because in reality, Melissa is living that simple life.
Obviously, we know you from Little House on the Prairie.
Hi, Mom. Yes, deep down inside, there is that little girl in me. There is that half pint that's still there.
Yeah.
That was there then. I craved that life. I loved being on the set. I loved being around the horses and the chickens.
Melissa's got her own chickens now. She shares them with husband of almost 10 years, 30-something star, Timothy Busfield, at the Rustic Cabin in the Catskills. It's a far cry from the first time we met her on the set of Little House in 1981. It was E.T.'s first year on the air, and Melissa was dating Rob Lowe.
I'm just a 17-year-old girl who happens to be working on a series and who happens to be a celebrity.
What would you tell that 17-year-old teen?
Well, first thing I would tell her is don't let them do that hairdo on you again. I don't know. That sounded pretty good. I mean, it sounded like a 17-year-old trying to find her way.
In the book you write, life is full of traffic signals, and I was seeing a lot of red lights. What kind of red lights were you seeing?
I, in my past, had a tendency to not choose partners who had my best interests at heart. That's a very generous way of saying bad guys. Also slipping back into the race of trying to stay young. I mean, you know, at 58 years old, I love who I am at this age. I love the gray in my hair. I welcome all the lines. I have grandchildren now. I have 8 grandchildren.
Have the grandkids watched Little House on the Prairie?
The oldest granddaughter, she did watch. She definitely wanted to have a play date with me.
What a precious full circle moment. All right, coming up, what congratulations are in order for Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, only we are camping with the co-hosts of The Talk.
Can we bond at the Four Seasons next time?
I feel you, Cheryl. How their Amazing Race challenge went off the rails.
Please, Amazing Race, let me go against Nichelle Turner. Please.
Kevin Frazier, don't even play with me. Keep going.
All right, before we go, the nominations are in for the 2022 MTV Movie and TV Awards and Movie and TV Awards Unscripted.
Yeah, Spider-Man No Way Home leads the pack with 7 nominations, including Best Kiss for Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Because it was real.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Z, Euphoria scored 6 nominations and The Batman had 4. The show airs Sunday, June 5th. Go to vote.mtv.com to show your faves some love.
Amazing Race, please call us. Please.
Kevin Frazier.
Please.
By the time you got started,
please,
I'd be done.
Please call us.
Bye, everybody.
If you like entertainment tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.